Audio Renaissance presents Robert Ludlum's The Lazarus Vendetta, a Covert One novel. Series created by Robert Ludlum, written by Patrick Larkin. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue. Saturday, September 25th, near the Tule River Valley, Zimbabwe. The last rays of the sun were gone, and thousands of stars shimmered weakly against a dark sky high above a rugged, arid land. This region of Zimbabwe was dirt poor, even by that troubled nation's rock-bottom standards. There were almost no electric lights to illuminate the night, and there were few paved roads connecting southern Matabeleland's isolated villages to the larger world beyond. Twin headlights suddenly appeared in the darkness, briefly illuminating thickets of gnarled scrub trees and scattered patches of thorn bushes and sparse grass. A battered Toyota pickup truck swayed along a worn dirt track, gears grinding as it bounced in and out of a series of deep ruts. Drawn by the flickering beams of light, swarms of insects flitted toward the pickup and spattered against its dust-streaked windshield. "Merde," Gilles Ferrand swore softly, wrestling with the steering wheel. Frowning, the tall, bearded Frenchman leaned forward, trying to see past the swirling cloud of dust and flying bugs. His thick glasses slipped down his nose. He took one hand off the wheel to push them back up, and then swore again as the pickup nearly veered off the winding track. "We should have left Bulawayo sooner," he grumbled to the slender, gray-haired woman beside him. "This so-called road is bad enough in daylight. It is a nightmare now. I wish the plane had not been so late." Susan Kendall shrugged.